You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Happy June. Feels terrifying in a way to say that because it just snuck up on me. But it is June and we are starting a new meditation series tonight. So tonight we are talking about disconnection as a tool for reconnection. And I'm really excited about this series because I feel like it falls at a very opportune time, both in the season of the year and in my own personal experiences and in that of many people that I have chatted with recently. So what I want to start this series off with is a look at the layers of disconnection. One of the things I discovered on my own personal meditation journey was that I really misunderstood disconnection for a long time. So for a long time, when I thought I need a break, I'm feeling overwhelmed or stressed out and I need to unplug, my method of disconnection was I'm like not gonna go out, but I'm gonna stay home and turn on the TV or scroll through Facebook and probably eat a burger and fries because for me that's comfort food. And like all of these things that in the end never actually left me alone. I just filled the space. Even when I would do things like go for walks, I would constantly have earbuds in and listen to a podcast or listen to music. When I was in the car, music is playing. I was always reading something. There is nothing wrong with any of that. But that level of disconnection is, yes, disconnecting from the outside world, but it's still filling space. Right? And the disconnection that I want to talk about tonight is disconnection from the outside world to be an empty space. Okay? And it's a completely different experience to say, I'm going to disconnect and just sit still. I'm going to disconnect and just be quiet. So this weekend, as many of the women here tonight can attest, we graduated our first yoga teacher training, which was awesome, very exciting. And I was like, this week is a week of disconnection. I'm not meeting with anybody. I'm not doing any work I don't have to do. I'm like gonna meditate and take some walks and probably sit in the bathtub for a long time. So this morning I woke up and I was like doing it, going for my little walk in the woods. And I put my earbuds in and I start my playlist and I'm like 10 steps down the trail. And I thought, I'm missing the whole point. I'm filling the space with something else that's interesting and making me think and question and giving me ideas. And maybe I'll create something based on what I'm listening to. And what I was trying to do was actually just let my nervous system get quiet. I didn't need any more ideas in that moment. And I think for many of us, when we have that feeling of overwhelm, we don't need more ideas. We don't need to be inspired in moments of overwhelm. We need to be quiet in moments of overwhelm. So we're going to practice being quiet. We're going to practice being still, meditation. But when I think about meditation, one of the things that I've realized is so often when I chat with people about it, I say, oh, I'm a meditation teacher. What I hear reflected back is, this is a thing I really want to do and achieve. I want to meditate every day. Because it's on all those magazine covers is a really good thing to do. And it is another doing rather than a disconnection, an opportunity to stop doing. So Sharon Salzberg, who's a meditation teacher, in her book, Loving Kindness, she references this study, and I haven't been able to find it outside of her book. So this is what I read in her book. But she references a study of people living in a retirement home, and half of the people were given a plant and asked to please care for this plant. And it's important, so pay attention, like make sure it's getting enough light, make sure it's getting enough water, take care of the plant. And the other half of the residents were also given a plant, and they said, this is a gift, you can put it in your apartment, don't worry about it, maintenance is gonna come by and take care of this plant for you, but it's yours to enjoy. And what they found as they followed these people over the course of years is the people that cared for the plants significantly lived longer, were healthier, and were more engaged in what was happening in their community. They left their apartments more, they went to activities, they engaged with other people, they were more connected. So the researchers drew from this study the importance of feeling connection, the importance of caring as a way to be enlivened, right? To feel uplifted and awake in our lives. So that study, to me, is about your relationship with others. But I think it deeply reflects how important it is to have that same level of connection with self. How enlivening if we stop long enough just to tap into what's really going on. Not to create something, not to understand something or design or inspire, but just to notice this is what's actually going on. So as we meditate tonight together, our meditation this evening always is 20 minutes guided, and there's a nice chunk in there that's silence. And what I invite for you this evening as we meditate together is to notice if you're trying to do something and see if you can stop doing. So rather than sit up straight, close your eyes, I'm supposed to be feeling the breath, try to feel the breath, don't think, don't think, don't think, I'm thinking. Rather than that, just sit back. So I was fortunate enough to get to meditate on my walk this morning, and I walk by a little creek river thing. So I sat by the river. And for a while, I sat with my eyes closed. And then for a while, I just sat with my eyes open because it was really pretty. And so I'm sitting, like, looking out at this river, and across the banks of the river on the other side, it's forest, all completely wooded and pretty dark, you know, lots of leaves, not a lot of sunlight. And so my gaze sort of settled on the forest across from me, and the base periphery, like the bottom of my eyesight, the water is moving. And I had this really clear image of this is exactly what's happening when we meditate. My focus is singular and steady and quiet. It's not really wavering. I wasn't looking around at other things. I'm just staring. And that water is going. My thoughts are going. Things are happening. People were walking behind me on the trail. All this movement was continuing, and I didn't have to do anything about it, right? There's nothing to do. You can't stop a river from flowing. So when we meditate tonight, I invite you just to let that river flow, and we'll do our best just to keep our gaze soft, not jumping around. Yeah? So let's meditate together. So if you've already been seated with your legs crossed, you might just uncross them and cross them the other way, just to stay balanced. Hands are going to rest onto our laps, palms face down. When you're ready, you can close your eyes. And if you prefer, of course, you can just take a soft gaze down towards the ground. Together as a group here, we'll start with a breath. We'll take a nice deep inhale in. And exhale, release a sigh. Let's do that once more, inhaling. Exhale, let it go. And we just allow our breath to be natural now. So we inhale and exhale with ease, just as your body wants to breathe. And you might take this first moment just to sort of scan over your day. Notice how your day was. You might notice the mood you're in or the energy you've got going on right now. And as we start our meditation practice, there's nothing for us to change. You don't have to feel differently. You don't have to behave differently or think differently. But rather, we'll just sit on the banks of the river together. Breathing and enjoying. You If it works for you, you might silently say to yourself right now, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And you'll feel the back of your body just sit up a little bit straighter. A nice length to our spine, and awareness and alertness to our body. You could feel the very top of your head just lift up another quarter of an inch so that your neck is long and spacious. Muscles through the face get to relax. The forehead smooths and broadens. The eyes settle heavy in their sockets. The lips, the jaw, the tongue, they all relax. Your throat is easy and open. Just gently, your shoulders press back and down, just broadening across the collarbones. Maybe feeling a sense of space across your chest. You might even take a moment right here just to notice the center of your chest. Do you feel something there this evening? A space, a weight, fullness, emptiness, nothing. What do you notice? That same gentle awareness just rolls down to your belly. As best you can today, you'll relax the muscles of the belly so you're not pulling in, you're not engaging anything. And the body lands somewhere between alert and relaxed. Our breath is easy and fluid. And we'll very gently just start to feel the breath. Wherever you first notice the breath, that's the perfect spot to pay attention. Just inside the nose, maybe the throat or the chest. You feel yourself sort of settle down into that spot so that as you breathe in, you're feeling that breath all the way around and through you. And as you breathe out, you're feeling the breath, the sensations, the textures. Noting that there's nothing to do here. You don't have to describe the breath to yourself. You don't have to talk to yourself at all. The feeling of the breath is where we rest our awareness. It's the steady gaze on the forest floor. And everything else that happens. Every thought that comes up. Every memory, every moment of discomfort, that's all the river. As we sit together in silence here, just do your best to keep your attention on the feeling of the breath. And let the river of thought just continue to flow. Noticing how your breath deepens here. And perhaps you even notice a subtle sense of relaxing more once that bell rings. That's the letting go we're looking for. Take just another breath to savor that ability just to sit still, to be quiet. To disconnect from the external only to reconnect to a deeper layer inside. As you're ready, let's draw our palms together in front of the hearts like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a second just to simply honor yourself for carving out the time and the space to disconnect. For connecting and caring within. Let's take one last clearing breath together. Deep inhale. Release a sigh. Thank you all so much for sitting with me today. It was my honor to be here with you. Namaste. Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.